The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Now is the time to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Ja'far Ja'far.
I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather in remembrance and glorification of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Then we send our condolences to our 12th and living Imam and to each and every one of you as we gather this evening to commemorate the Istishhad anniversary of our 11th Imam, Imam Al-Hasan Al-Askari, alayhima afdalu salatu wa salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa Ali. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we each get an opportunity to go for the ziyarat of our Imam in Samarra, and that we receive his shafa'at in the hereafter, insha'Allah. Our Imam alayhi salam was born on the 8th of Rabiul Akhir next month in the year 232 after Hijrah, and received and was martyred on the 8th of Rabiul Ula, Rabiul Awwal, in the year 260 after Hijrah, which made our Imam alayhi salam at the age of his martyrdom only 28 years old when the Abbasids poisoned our Imam alayhi salam. During those 28 years of our Imam's life, we can generally split his life into two. The first half of his life, or about 13 years to be more precise, were spent in Medina with his father. And then when his father was summoned to Baghdad and eventually Samarra, our Imam alayhi salam joined his father and lived the rest of his life in Samarra. In the year 253 after Hijrah, when his father was martyred, our Imam alayhi salam at that time became the Imam of the Ummah, and his imamate lasted for a period of 6 or 7 years only. And so we see that the Imam alayhi salam, for half of his life, or more than half of his life, was in that Askari area, right? He is known as Imam al-Askari, meaning a military campground, because Samarra was known as the Abbasid military capital, and that's where the name Askari comes from. And it shows us that the Imam alayhi salam was constantly around the military and the oppression of the Abbasid dynasty, where history tells us that more than half of the Imam alayhi salam's life was spent in prison, and the other half he was spent in basically constant surveillance, because the Abbasids recognized and were aware of the many traditions that mentioned that there will be 12 imams from the Prophet's lineage. And so they could count, and they realized that he was the 11th of these imams, and they were constantly scrutinizing and watching our 11th imam to see who that 12th imam would be, so that they could again do what they've done constantly with all of the other imams. When you look at the political life, and we've addressed this in great detail in years past, but it's good to remind ourselves that there was extreme turmoil within the Abbasid dynasty during the period of our 11th Imam's life. That in a span of 28 years of our Imam's life, there were 6 different Abbasid caliphs who came into power and were removed from power. And 5 of them, if not at least 4, but at least 5 of them, according to some riwayat or some historical accounts, were killed by the own Turkish military, because at that time the Muslim Empire had expanded into Turkey, and many of the soldiers who were part of that Muslim army were from Turkey. However, the Turkish soldiers and the Turkish military seemed to have such infiltration into the Abbasid dynasty that they controlled who came to power, basically. right? So when they saw that the previous Abbasid caliph wasn't doing what they wanted, they would simply assassinate him and replace him with someone else. And so in a span of 28 years, we can see that six different caliphs came to power until the last one, Mu'tamid, who was the one who killed our Imam alayhi salam. The paranoia and the suspicion of the Abbasids was at such a heightened extent for all of these different reasons. One, they couldn't trust anyone. Two, they knew the legacy of the 12th Imam was coming very soon. And so what they did was they constantly oppressed not only the Shia, but of course the Imam of the Shia as well. But again, what's amazing is that through that oppression, the Imam alayhi salam's conduct, his suluk, never changed, right? And his constant devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his constant devotion and characteristics and an akhlaq towards mankind was consistent. And I think that that's a remarkable quality. There's an interesting anecdote that we get that once the Imam alayhi salam was in the prison of Salih bin Wasif. Salih bin Wasif was considered to be an extremely brutal guard or one who owns a prison. It seems like when we look at history, they had not only main prisons, but they also had prisons that people would create within their own houses or things like that, or in their own compounds. And so they would transfer them. And maybe this was a way that the Abbasids deflected blame to say that, look, it's not us who are doing anything. It's somebody else who's abusing the Imam. But Allahu A'lam, but he was in this prison of Salih bin Wasif. And he was known for his brutality. But the Abbasids heard that he was not inflicting much pain on the Imam alayhi salam. And so they came to him and they said to him, be very harsh with him and do not have even the slightest amount of mercy towards him. And his jawab is quite interesting. He says, I appointed two men over him. Both were the harshest and most vicious persons I could find. But after some time, seeing the conduct of the Imam and the excessive prayer of the Imam, they became his obedient servants. He's like, now I find them at night praying with the Imam alayhi salam. Yeah? Subhanallah. You see the methodology of the Imam, the conduct of the Imam alayhi salam was such that he could convert even the worst of beings against them. And I think that that's an important lesson for us, right? Because we do live in a time where people are oppressed, whether it's because of their race, whether it's because of their gender, because of their religion. But the way the Imams teach us is that they were consistent with their akhlaq. And you know, sometimes intention is very important in Islam, right? That when our intention of having that akhlaq, if it is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, God will give me the intended results. But if my intention was to try and convert someone who is harsh to me to like me, then I may never see that result transpire. You understand or no? Right? In both cases, the person is trying to have good akhlaq to change something or to change a situation. But the ones who are going to be successful are the ones who have that intention for the right reasons, and that is because that's what God expects from us. Throughout life, you know, we can try to win the hearts of people, but if we have not pleased the master of our heart, we will never be able to please people. And the master of our heart is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? In the tafsir of the concept of, I believe it is Riya, Ayatollah Khomeini, rahimahullah, when he talks about it in 40 hadith, he says that, look, the master of our heart is God, and we have to accept that He is the master of our heart. And as long as I try to please other people and not the master of the heart, I will never reach my intended target. But if I decide to please the master of the heart, then Allah will give me both dunya and akhirah as a gift back to me. Right? And so our job is always, it's always to try to be consistent in trying to please. And then sometimes it's just a matter of intention. It's not that hard sometimes what God asks for us, or most of the time. It's not that hard. God just wants sincerity. And what sincerity requires is a constant positive intention for what we're doing. And this is, I think, what our Imam alayhi salam shows us.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karim Azim Alim Halim Hakim Mateen. محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.